Next patient is Linda Wynn. Linda, L-Y-N-D-A, Linda. Wynn, W-I-N-N. Date of birth is 3/21/49. And date of visit is 3/23/26. Please make copy 4. Copy 4. Carol St. James. C-A-R-O-L, Carol St. James, M.D. Next paragraph. Dear Carol, C-A-R-O-L, thank you for sending Linda Wynn for evaluation. Next. Chief complaint is history of asthma and COPD. Next, history present illness. This is a 77-year-old female who has had a history of recurrent bronchitis and asthmatic attacks. Also has a test history for systemic lupus. The patient has been on albuterol inhaler 2 plus PRN as well as Symbicort inhaler 160 micrograms 2 puffs twice a day. She has some shortness of breath, wheezing, and occasional cough. And no chest pains or yellow sputum or fevers or chills. Next. Next, a chest x-ray was done in November of 25. It showed no active infiltrate spirit. Labs done in February 26 showed normal values. And the hemoglobin was 13.9, WBC 4.0, and FBS 129, cholesterol 152. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of total knee replacement on the left in 2012, cataract surgery in 2022, and left ring finger repair, as well as tendon repairs. Had left thumb surgery in 08 and has been treated for vitiligo and systemic lupus since 1970. COVID-19 in 2025. Pernicious anemia since 1980. Hashimoto's thyroiditis in 1999. Next, allergies to aspirin and Lipitor and Decadron. Next, Harris, the patient does not smoke, no alcohol use. She's retired. Next, medalist. Montelukastin, milligrams daily, amiodarone, I'm sorry, amlodipine, 5 milligrams daily, albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs BRN, Symbicort inhaler, 160 by 4.5, 2 puffs BID. Next, th- family history, father died of bowel infarct and mother died of cancer of the skin of the face. Next, system review, the patient has fatigue, no weight loss. She has cataracts, no glaucoma. She has vertigo and hoarseness and nosebleeds. She has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening, and no flank pains. She has hay fever, asthma, and eczema, and wheezing. She has no abdominal pains, but has heartburn, rectal bleeding, diarrhea, and constipation. Also has chest pains, calf muscle pains, leg swelling. She has anxiety attacks. She has easy bruising, bleeding gums. She has joint pains, muscle aches. She has numbness to the extremities, skin rash, period. Next, physical exam this. Richly built elderly. This is a moderately overweight. Elderly white females, alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, clubbing, but has mild leg edema, blood pressure 135 by 70, pulse is 85, respiration is 18, temperature 97.6, weight is 175, saturation 96. HEND is non-cephalic, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and diminished breath sounds at the bases. The asthma, regular asthma, resto, no murmur, no essay. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions of edema, no calf tenderness. Flex of the 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph. Impression number 1, asthma with chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is degenerative arthritis. Number 3, history of systemic lupus. Number 4 is epilepidemia. Number 5 is pernicious anemia. Number 6, hypertension. Paragraph. Planned patient will continue with Symbicort 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs twice a day. CT scan was just was ordered without contrast and a complete pulmonary function study to be done with bronchodilator study, CBC, IgE level, and etc. And advised to come in for a follow-up in 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy. 4. Carol St. James, MD. Carol St. James, MD. Thank you, Dr. Susan.